America, 1950. Just another ordinary morning in the quiet town of Brown Basin, Ohio. But despite the familiar sound of the town waking up, something very sinister is stirring. Mrs. Betty Swallocks, a professional housewife and aardvark trainer, prepares her husband's muesli, unaware that this morning spells the beginning of the end of civilization as we know it.
Chuck, honey, I get worried about you. Why did you get up in the middle of the night?
It was nothing, dear. I was checking on the aardvark.
Sit down and eat your muesli, honey.
No, dear. I don't feel like muesli today.
Thanks. Strange. Chuck, honey, never turns down his muesli.
You seem tired, dear. Why don't you go back to bed and get some rest?
Thanks. Strange. Chuck never usually sends me to bed this early in the morning.
But as Betty climbed the stairs, her mind kept returning to the events of the night before. The explosions, the rays of brilliant light, her husband's midnight walk. And things got still stranger when she finally got into her bedroom.
Gee, what's this strange pot underneath the bed? I didn't know Chuck Honey was that interested in gardening.
Yes, what is the strange pod? What were the strange lights? Why had Chuck grown an extra leg during the night? And finally, why didn't Betty notice? Find out in part two of Invasion of the Space Aliens.
You can hear it tomorrow.